This is Dakota Datebook for March 31st. On this date in 1966, the Wahpeton newspaper editor got a lesson in local history. Pioneer resident Mrs. Cockelhofer paid a visit and politely provided information for his next Skyride column. Eldon Loom wrote, "A very charming Wahpeton lady has taken time to point out the fact that we were in error when we wrote that Orton Bure is the first architect to open an office in Wahpeton. Actually, he was preceded by a very well-known architect and builder whose contributions hereabouts are still very much in evidence and thereby hangs a tale." Mrs. Cockelhofer was the niece of nationally known architect Eugene Schuller, daughter of his brother Gustav. The Schaefers came to Wahpeton around 1879 and ran a farm implement company until the town began building. Loom wrote, "Looking across 8th Street from the kitchen table where I write this column stands a very well-kept home of Dr. Jack Pfister. It was built for Sarah Rich Folly, daughter of the founder of Wahpeton, Mayor Eberly, who served when our city hall was built and had the Schulers build his house at the corner of 8th Street and 2nd Avenue. Other fine works of the Schuler Brothers firm included the Wahpeton Hospital, Wahpeton Post Office, both on the National Register of Historic Places, Dr. O'Brien's residence, and a confection factory, later known as Rogers Hatchery. Down the street stood the Ellen Seeley Mansion. Around the corner, John Reeder's Queen Anne-style mansion and Gilbert Reeder's classic Spanish-style home. On one block were the homes of North Dakota Supreme Court Judge Max Lauder, Sheriff Myra, local merchant Probert, and North Dakota State School of Science President Riley, later home to the Emmett Eastman family. Almost all the grand houses in Wahpeton and Breckenridge were built by the Schuler brothers. Eugene Schuler also built notable buildings nationwide, including the Cathedral at Reno, Nevada, the Oakland Tribune Building in California, and numerous federal post offices and Catholic churches, including one in Lidgerwood, North Dakota. Mrs. Cockelhofer became a teacher in local schools and at the North Dakota State School of Science. Widowed in 1946, she still lived in the Gustav Schuler home on 6th Street, next to Eugene Schuler's house in the old silk stocking neighborhood. She always had memories of old Wahpeton to share and didn't mind correcting people on local history. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Lee Serdrick. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.